The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote on Friday on a US-drafted resolution suggesting that genuine autonomy for Western Sahara under Moroccan sovereignty could constitute the most feasible solution to the decades-long dispute. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Morocco claims the territory as part of its sovereign land, while the Algeria-backed Polisario Front seeks full independence for Western Sahara. The conflict has persisted since 1975, when Spain withdrew from the territory. The autonomy proposal, first presented by Morocco in 2007, envisions a local legislative, executive, and judicial authority, while Rabat would retain control over defense, foreign affairs, and religious affairs. The Polisario Front, however, continues to demand a referendum on self-determination with independence as an option. For the resolution to pass, it must receive at least 9 votes in favor and avoid vetoes from any of the 5 permanent members, the US, UK, France, Russia, and China. Diplomats say it remains unclear whether Russia and China will support the text. The draft resolution reaffirms support for autonomy as the basis for further negotiations, a stance strongly opposed by Algeria, which has vowed to vote against any such resolution. Polisario has also rejected the plan, saying it will not engage in talks that exclude the option of independence. The proposal would also renew the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in Western Sahara, MINURSO, for another year. Growing international backing for Morocco's autonomy plan. The autonomy plan has gained momentum among major powers in recent years. In July, former US President Donald Trump reaffirmed Washington's recognition of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara, calling the autonomy initiative the sole solution. France has also endorsed Rabat's position, allowing French investments in the territory, while in June, the United Kingdom became the 3rd Security Council member to back Morocco's proposal. Spain, the former colonial power in Western Sahara, has likewise shifted its stance in favor of Rabat, joining a growing list of European states, signaling a broader realignment in EU policy on the issue. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.